Oh, man, what the? Oh, here we go again with another commercial in the middle of my show. Look at those buttermilk crispy tenders. Oh, these must be new, huh? Okay, Mickey D's, I see what you're doing. Crispy, crunchy, delectable. Y'all trying to get me with all this deliciousness. You can't. Oh, no. That's too enticing. Oh, now you want to break out the signature sauce. Well, go ahead and dip it in there then.
Introducing McDonald's new buttermilk crispy tenders made with 100% white meat, juicy, tender, and breaded to perfection.
I'm going to go get me a 4-piece. I can watch the rest later.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And participate.
Well, the big fourth down play coming up here for the Mountain of offense. No, it's not. The kicking team coming out. We're going to see a field goal attempt here by Mountain Home. 12 minutes left. The Bombers down by 7, and Mikey McLean will come out, and he's going to set up for what looks to be about a 33-yard field goal. He's kicking from the left hash on 4th and 8. This will be the first field goal attempt of the season for Mountain Home, kicking from the left hash. Snap is down. The kick is up. It's plenty long enough. And he gets it through. Squeezed it through the left upright. And the Bombers get 3 on the board. McLean with his first field goal of the season. And it's now a 14-10 Jacksonville lead. So we'll break with 11:53 left in the ball game. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
A man has a 1 in 7 chance of developing prostate cancer during his lifetime. The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation announces that September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Stay in the game! The foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information about free screening locations in September, visit arprostatecancer.org.
Well, the kickoff, you and Platt and Mikey McLean were both there. Platt kicks it, pooches it, and Brad Liddy covers it at the 25-yard line. Very similar to what Harrison did to Mountain Home in Week 1. The Bombers have just done to Jacksonville, and Mountain Home has the ball at the 25-yard line. Platt couldn't have placed that ball any better, Bob.
No, he couldn't have. And, you know, it was a good call because Jacksonville had most of the people up on the front line, and then some deep guys way back there. Nothing but open field right there. And it was just like a golfer. Put a little spin on that thing, got back, and it hit and bounced, stayed in bounds.
We were afraid it was going to go out of bounds, and it's just stayed just in bounds, and Liddy there to cover it. So the Bombers had the ball at the 25-yard line. Junior Williams gets it, and he's going to pick up about a yard on the play to the 24-yard line. to 10, Jacksonville leads it. Second down here. They officially put the ball at the 23, so a 2-yard gain for Junior officially. Second and 8 here for Mountain Home. And McKay that keeps it, and he gets to the line of scrimmage, no gain. .11:06 left in the ball game, 14-10. It's Jacksonville with the lead. Mountain Home, though.
McKay's got to go out.
With the ball. His helmet came off. So, Jim Strider is the backup quarterback. Does Mountain Home want to take a timeout? They do. That way McKay can come back in. So with 10:45 left, we'll break. It's 14-10 Jacksonville. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Well, a big third down play coming up here for Mountain Home. Third and eight at the Jacksonville 23-yard line. The helmet to come off of Isaac McKay. So he had to leave the field, but instead Mountain Home uses the timeout. And that means McKay can come back in for this play. Now, the Mountain Home coach is arguing with the official. Is he saying that he cannot come back in? I thought once you used the timeout, you could. And they're saying no, and Brian's saying, hey, that's why I called the timeout.
I don't know about that. I don't know if you call a timeout.
So Strider will come in at quarterback on this big third down play. Strider will be a quarterback here for Mountain Home. Third and eight. I don't think he's even had a chance to take a snap. Ben Henderson in the center. Strider gives it to Junior Williams. Junior inside the 20 to the 19-yard line. Fourth down coming up here. Fourth and about four. So fourth down coming up for Mountain Home.
Matt says they can't come back even after the timeout.
Has to say for one play.
That's not right. we used a timeout. He ought to be able to come back.
Fourth down here for Mountain Home at the 19-yard line. Fourth and four. Can the Bombers convert and keep the drive going? They want to pass. They're looking the way of Waymire. Now McKay has to run. He turns it upfield. He's hit and stopped, driven out of bounds. He had progress to the 18. They're going to mark it back at the 20, though. Good job by the Jacksonville defense, unfortunately, and they hold on fourth down.
Well, they had three guys around David Waymire that time and all pecking his way, so he couldn't. In high school, you used to be able to make contact with them until the ball was thrown, and they were surely doing that.
9:57 left here in the ball game as Jacksonville takes over. Out of the gun, Martin hands it off. This is Ellis.
We got
three flags on the play. That one was so obvious, even Matt Martin could have called that one.
I didn't say it, man.
It's a 9-yard pickup to the 29 and waiting for the indication. It is a face mask against Mountain Home. And this is going to be the big one, the 15-yarder. Takes all the way out to the 44-yard line. So a 9-yard pickup and then the 15-yard mark off. Mount Home, it's only their second penalty of the night for 25 yards. But Jacksonville now has a fresh set of downs out to the 44 with 9:38 to play. H.D. Martin out of the gun. Hands it off to Ellis. Ellis running right up the guts, and he's going to pick up a yard to the 45.
Another flag.
This is on the far side.
The referee don't even know it.
They mark him at the 46-yard line, so it's a 2-yard pickup. This could be a sideline warning against Mountain Home, maybe? The clock was running that whole time. Now the officials are still talking. procedure penalty against the Titans.
I bet they didn't have enough men in them on the line of scrimmage. That's the same.
Yep.
Because if it was a false start, they would have stopped it prior to the play.
They're going to put some more time on the clock, it looks like. Moves the ball back to the 41-yard line. Well, if it's a procedure penalty, it should be backed off from where the ball was snapped from.
Yep.
Not where the ball ended up.
Yep.
It should be back at the 39, not the 41. And I think the Mountain Home coaches have caught that, and they're going to have to mark this back to the 39-yard line.
Yeah, there was no play. It was a you take the play of the penalty. You take the penalty from the.
They still haven't fixed it, though. Still at the 41, it should be at the 39 because the ball was at the 44.
I don't know.
Wow. So second and 13 after a penalty. The pitch to Ellis. The Bombers hem him in. He cuts it back in the middle part of the field, and he's going to dive his way out across the 45 to the 47-yard line. It's a pickup of, well, I guess he ran from the 44, so it's a pickup of three. Third down coming up here for Jacksonville. Third and about seven from their own 47-yard line. This has not been the cleanest played or officiated game tonight.
It's been sloppy on
all three fronts.
All three phases.
Timeout Titans, 8:26 to play. It's 14-10. Jacksonville leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwoski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
Third and seven coming up here for the Titans. They use their first timeout of the second half. 8:26 left to go in the ball game. Jacksonville leading Mountain Home 14-10.
That's a good analogy by Matt. You know,
that's why Matt's back at the station and not on the air.
It was a classic one.
Matt was making light of me, so we won't mention it on the air. Third down and seven.
I'm going to.
You will. Here's Martin back to pass for the Titans. Looking right side. Intercepted by Henderson. Picked off by Mountain Home. And the return across the 50 to the 46 of Jacksonville. It's Ben Henderson picking off pass for Mountain Home. His second pick of the season.
Boy, it was. And he threw it right to him, too. Ben got a good job. Got a drop on that in the zone out there when he was split out. And boy, the ball came right to him. Got much better hands than his dad does.
So the Bombers get the ball back at the 46 of Jacksonville, the Titans' third turnover of the night. Henderson, the defensive end, he had dropped back in pass coverage that time and able to pick it off. First down, Mountain Home, down by four with 8:19 to play. The ball given to Junior straight ahead, and he's going to make it to the 44, pick up a two on the play.
Well, if he kept it just a little bit wider.
Second and eight coming up here for Mountain Home with 8 minutes exactly left.
We need just to break a big play right now. We need them to make a mistake and Junior slip through or Isaac slip through or get a good pitch. And
motion to the right side. McKay will give it to Junior Williams, and he is going to fall ahead to the 41 with a three-yard pickup.
Well, we've got to do a better job getting right there. And
Third down and five here for Mountain Home at the Jacksonville 41-yard line. 7:14 to play. Bombers down by four. McKay keeps it on that option play. The pitch late, and boy, I tell you, Liddy got hit hard as he goes out of bounds.
Well, it looked like bowling pins right there.
Boy, it did.
He got hit. He went into the sideline, knocked about four of the people on the sideline down. Good to see Brad get up after that.
They're going to mark him out at the 40, so it's a one-yard pickup. Fourth down here from Mountain Home, fourth and four at the Jacksonville 40.
Well, when you run that option and pitch into the boundary of the short side of the field, there's not much room there. And
17 seconds left on the play clock. The play finally coming in from the sideline. Big fourth down play here with 7:03 left in the game. Bombers going on fourth and four. 5 seconds on the play clock. McKay, long snap count, gives it to Junior. Junior right side, keeps his feet moving. He is right at the line marker where he needed to go. A second surge is going
to
get it.
Well,
he carries the pile down to the 35-yard line, and he's got the first down.
Good job by Junior right there, and everybody else is kind of like a rugby scrub, pushed him ahead, got that first down. The Jacksonville coaches wanting his progress to stop. Blow the whistle.
I tell you what, he is such a load, hard to tackle. 14th first down of the night for Mountain Home, and they convert on fourth down. So a fresh set of downs at the Jacksonville 35 with 6:40 to play. And it's Junior Williams again. Junior to the second level. He's to the 30, down to the 29-yard line. He'll pick up six on first down.
Oh, and he's starting to get his legs churning a little bit. Well, you can see the Jacksonville defenders getting up a little bit slower and a little bit slower, and the defensive back's not near as eager to get up there and hit him.
Second down and four here for Mountain Home with 6:10 left of the ballgame. 14-10, Jacksonville leads it. McKay letting that play clock run down here. It's Junior once again, tripped up at the line of scrimmage. He'll fall ahead for a gain of one to the 28. You give it to Williams 3, 4, 5 times in a row, then the next time you pull it, there may be something.
Yeah, there may be a seam right there. You got to ride him. And, you know, the key is don't get a lot of penetration where it makes Isaac speed up. You know, get a good seal block right there.
Third down and three here for Mountain Home at the 28-yard line. Going to the short side again. McKay keeps it. McKay has a first down run up the right sideline inside the 20, near the 15, knocked out of bounds. First down, Mountain Home. McKay to the 15. He picks up 13 on the carry.
Isaac wanted a flag out of time. As far away as it went from us, we couldn't see if it got hit late or not, but he got up wanting a flag.
They put it down finally at the 16-yard line, so a 12-yard run for Isaac McKay.
And you're right, Brad. You talked about, you know, pulling it and stepping around the corner, and that's exactly what he did.
First down now for Mountain Home with 5:23 to play. Nice drive. Started back at their own 46 after actually at the 46 of Jacksonville after the pick. This is big Junior Williams again, and his second effort. I thought he was stopped at the line of scrimmage, and he kept going, and he's going to take it about the 11 or 12-yard line.
About a 4.5-yard gain right there, and just turns nothing into something.
A gain of 4 to the 12, so it's 2nd and 6 coming up here for Mountain Home. .453 left in the ballgame. 14-10, Jacksonville leads it, but the Bombers putting together a nice drive late. McKay gives it to Junior Williams, and he was stood up immediately. There's no gain on this play. In fact, they're going to lose a yard back to the 13. So third down coming up here for Mountain Home. It's third and about five. Actually, third and seven here. Third and seven from the 13-yard line. 4:10 left to play. McKay gives it again to Junior Williams, and again, well played by the front of that defense by Jacksonville. If there's any gain at all, it's not much.
Not much right there.
Nope, and no gains at the 13. Fourth down coming up, and Mountain Home may take a timeout here. They've only got one left. Nope, they're going to keep the clock running. So it's 4th and 7. Can the Bombers convert again? They're down by 4 with 3:38 to play. Big fourth down play. And a timeout, Mountain Home. 3:25 left, 14-10, Jacksonville. Bombers with a fourth down play coming up. We'll see what they want to do after the break. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Well, fourth down coming up here for Mountain Home. This could be the ball game. The Bombers have just used their last timeout. There's 3:25 left. Looking at a 4th and 7, the ball is at the 13. They've got to get to the 6 to move the chains and keep this drive going. They've already converted one fourth down on the drive. Can they make it a second? They're still in the huddle, and the play clock is running. Now they stop the play clock. I was going to say, I never noticed the official started. Now they does. This could be the ball game right here. 4th down and 7 for the Bombers.
Switch.
Working from the right hash. Motion to the near side. They want to pass. They're looking Waymeyer's way. They throw it up. It's incomplete. And actually coming out of the backfield was Liddy that time. They ran Waymeyer straight up the field. Liddy ran to the outside. They look his way, and the ball is overthrown. And now the defense has to find a way to get the football back. And there's an injured Titan down on the field. So they attend to the injured Titan player. Jacksonville will take over at the 13-yard line.
Nice play call right there, Brad. You know, both receivers were open to an extent, just couldn't get them the ball.
So 14-10, Jacksonville leads it. They are working on Kalen McCoy, who's made several big plays on defense tonight. He's one of those defensive tackles up front, and he is down. They are working on him. That young man is in a lot of pain. We're going to take a break as they tend to this young man. It's 14-10 Jacksonville. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you nervous about being a little fish in a big pond, a giant campus full of unknowns? Maybe you should try the perfect college not too far away from the awesome lakes and rivers right here at home, ASU Mountain Home. The ASUMH Technical Center has hands-on, fascinating degree programs. Their transfer degrees will put you ahead of the game at half the cost. Be it business, healthcare, information technology, teaching, ASUMH has classes for you starting soon. Apply online at asumh.edu. Be a big fish in a little pond. ASU Mountain Home.
Well, I've never seen this before. There's somebody, I'm assuming, the injured player's dad out on the field. And he was just berating the officials, and several police officers and other coaches had to come out and get him off the field. I've never seen that before. Now, the officials are waiting. There,
I'd make sure he was out of here before we started
there,
the game.
That's what the Whitehead's doing. They're making sure he is completely off the field, beyond the track and everything before they start play again.
And rightly so.
They just talked to Barry Hickenbotham, the head coach of Jacksonville, and they told him, we're not playing until he's out of here. I've never seen a fan or parent come on the field before. I understand if your player's injured, you're out tending to them, but he was upset and yelling at the officials, and he's out of my line of sight now, Bob, and I'm assuming they're taking him completely out of here.
Well, they're trying. He's up in the bleachers now. They haven't.
And the officials are standing there waiting. They're going to wait for him to get completely out of the stadium, I believe, before they start this back up again. We've seen everything down here tonight,
This is unusual. Now that we've got police officers everywhere, security. You know, Jacksonville does a great job.
They do.
There's more security people here than I've ever seen anywhere. They're escorting him out.
Good. They got some good folks down here, too.
Yes, they do.
Jerry Wilson, the athletic director, former basketball coach.
Very nice folks.
Talked to Katrina Mims, the former Lady Titans coach here before the game. She coached basketball for many years here. So the defense has to give the ball back now for Mountain Home. The handoff inside. This is Ellis. And well played by the Bomber defense. They stand him up. It's going to be a loss of one or two on the play.
Well, we can't stop the clock.
They're going to mark Ellis at the I better wait till they put the ball down. That keeps changing. Back at the 12, so a loss of one. It's second and 11 coming up here for Jacksonville. Just under 3 minutes left. Mountain Home out of timeouts. Down by four, 14-10. 10 seconds left on the play clock. They signal it in from the sideline. Jacksonville's no huddle. All the time. Three on the play clock. They've got to hurry. And they're going to run the quarterback this time. Designed run. He's trying to get to the corner. He gets across the 20. He's got a first down at the 25. Boy, there's some jawing going on now between the players. Official comes over and grabs Ben Henderson and talks to him a little bit as he and H.D. Martin were jawing back and forth a little bit. Of course, Ben picked him off on their last possession.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to jaw too much on their sideline.
That was a 14-yard pickup by H.D. Martin and a first down for the Titans. Well, the Bomber defense has to find a way to get the football back out of timeouts with 2:29 to play. Martin wants to pass it. It's complete left side. And ball fumbled. Can the Bombers get to it before it goes out of bounds? I don't think they did. Nope. He got out of bounds before Mountain Home could get to it. They complete the pass again to Xavier Scott the second time. He's coughed it up tonight. It's out of bounds at the 31-yard line, a 5-yard pass play.
And I think Coach Higginbottom's asking him, what are you doing, the quarterback?
Quarterback throws his arms up in the air. HD goes back behind the line of scrimmage now.
I don't care how good he is. He acts like that. He's rear end ought to be on the beach.
I agree with you 100%. I wouldn't. So 2:22 left to play. The ball went out of bounds. Stopped the clock. Mountain Home couldn't quite get to it before it went out of bounds after the fumble. There's only 8 seconds left on the play clock. They're going to have to hurry, Jacksonville is, to get the playoff. Two when they snap it. Martin is going to keep it on the designed run, and up the middle he's hit and driven backwards. One of the Bombers on the bottom of the pile got hit, and I haven't seen him move yet. I hope there's not an injury down there. Nope, everybody seems to be getting up. That's good. 2 minutes left. It's a big third down play coming up here for the Bomber defense. Ball's at the 33 after a 2-yard gain. Third and three here for Jacksonville. 1:48 to play. They don't have to snap it until there's about 1.5 left to play. Can the Bomber defense hold here on third down? If they do, will Jacksonville go for it on fourth down? Bombers cannot stop the clock. One more first down, and this one's over. Third and three. Martin is going to keep it. And he's got the first down at the 40, the 45, the 50. Knocked out of bounds, and that seals the deal right there for Jacksonville. H.D. Martin now flags on the play, and there's a lot of jawing going on the field right now. This is down to the 41-yard line of Mountain Home. A 26-yard run on third and three. And Jacksonville is going to get out of here with a win. They've thrown a flag, and they've actually got their cards out now, so if there that's, could be an ejection here.
That's an unsportsmanlike penalty. They're keeping up with it.
Dead ball foul and unsportsmanlike conduct.
We don't,
against Mountain Home.
Fellas, we don't need to mouth.
Nope. Three penalties for 40 yards now against Mountain Home. That's going to move it on down to the 26-yard line. .124 to play, and Jacksonville just has to take a knee several times, and this one's over. Timeout on the field. Jacksonville leads at 14-10. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
It's that time, ladies. Colorful fall leaves, pumpkin spice lattes, and fun fall arrivals at Studio West Boutique. Come in today and check out the newest selections from brands like Bobby, Nicole, and the fabulous Glider Fitness line. Are you ready for a cozy sweater with a pair of Just Black jeans? Our Just Blacks are now restocked and just in time for cooler weather. We still have great summer clearance items, too, so stop by before they're gone. Fall fashion is arriving now at Studio West Boutique, 714 South College in Mountain Home.
Well, Bob, it's going to be interesting to see what happens here because Jacksonville, if they just snap it a fall on it, they've got to win. You've also got to look at the tiebreaker points. Mm-hmm. You can get up to 13 tiebreaker points for a win by margin of victory. They're up by four now. They could add to that. Do you want to take a chance if you're Jacksonville? Maybe if you turn the ball over and...
I think you continue to do what you do, run the quarterback sweep. They've had good success with that, getting on the corner. And if you score, you can't blame them for... for not trying to score because of tiebreaker points. They look like they're going to take a knee right here, though.
1:24 left in the game. Bombers out of timeouts. They will take a knee. Down at the – that's going to hurt their stats a little bit. Down at the 31-yard line. Pretty deep snap, five-yard loss.
Yeah, it is. That's one thing when you're out of the shotgun, you know. Yep. I always hated the shotgun when you're – you're on the opponent's two-yard line. You snapped it 5 yards back to the seven. Yeah.
1 minute left. Jacksonville will snap it one more time, maybe two more times, and this one will be in the books. Martin again out of the shotgun, and they'll run the play clock down to one. Snap it, take a knee, back at the 36, a loss of five once again. And now flags come in.
Gosh, dang it.
We're going to have another unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against Mountain Home, and that's just awful. There is no reason for that. Officials are talking about it right now. Ball's at the – they've actually got it at the 37 is where they finally put it down. So waiting for the indication. And it is a dead ball. It is unsportsmanlike conduct against Mountain Home and just uncalled for. So the 15-yard penalty moves it down to the 22-yard line. Tell you what, it just drives coaches crazy when something like that happens. I think Brian may line them up after the game, make them run. Mm-hmm. I think I would. There's no need for what's going on out there at the last minute. There's the final knee, and the clock will run out, and Jacksonville will pick up the win. 14-10, our final score. It's the Titans with the victory. We'll begin the postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football and Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Bombers postgame show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
We all want the best education for our children, and did you know that that begins even before kindergarten? At Creative Academy Preschool in Mountain Home, children learn skills from infancy to 5 years old, including activities that stimulate development, challenge, and prepare them not only for school, but for life. They provide not just a head start, but a giant leap into lifelong learning. Call them at 425-1141 or stop by Creative Academy anytime for a tour and information at 731 Justice Street in Mountain Home.
In 1935, a young boy moved with his family to Dice Colony. Young J.R. Cash would spend the next 15 years of his life in the Arkansas Delta, a place where he experienced happiness and tragedy, good times and bad times. You can now visit the home where he grew up and the surroundings that inspired his music for decades to come. Historic Dice Colony, boyhood home of Johnny Cash, is now open in Dice. Find out more, log on to deltabyways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
The problem with many human capital management solutions is that they won't work for all of your humans. But at Kronos, we know most businesses have salaried humans and hourly humans, so our unified platform works for both. It's a full-suite HCM solution for your entire workforce, from hire to retire, so no employee is left behind. HCM that works for your business. Learn more at kronos.com/HCM. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.